You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to this, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Brethren, today you will hear false preachers, and I've heard a preacher say that God cannot kill and God does not kill. How foolish can such a statement be? So everywhere God killed in the scriptures, they try to explain it. They say it is not God. It was demon. It was the devil. It was this. Look at it even from common sense. If God cannot kill or will not kill, why then did he create us in such a way that we can die? God could have made us in such a way that we have no possibility of dying. But he created us to be able to grow and die. So brethren, they are saying those messages are doctrines of demons in order to assure people's heart that they are not going to suffer eternal pain in the lake of fire. You know, because when people use human sense to judge God, in their sense, they are like, how can a loving God put people in the lake of fire that will burn them forever? They also forgot that God is also a just God. And God had also warned. So why can't people also who know that there is lake of fire, why can't they also follow instruction that will save them from that lake of fire? Why can't people also follow that? Why are they going to do what God says they should not do that will land them in the lake of fire? But just in case some people think that, oh, it's not possible, the Bible has shown us several examples. Here's one. He said, angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. He's telling you that, see, even angels who didn't keep their place are also reserved for the day of judgment. They are reserved for the lake of fire. Do you know that there are angels today that are not free like Satan? That they have been bound? If those kind of angels are released, there will be nothing on the face of the earth. If you know the evil that God is curtailing, when he said he put them in chains, it's not just restricting them into a location the way we jail people. It is that there is a seal upon them that they cannot operate on the face of the earth. They can't influence human beings. They don't have it. Some of them will be released in the days of the Antichrist and in the end of this to afflict men. You remember the one that is going to come out from the bottomless pit. That's just one. And Satan himself will be dropped into the bottomless pit. God is keeping this earth from a lot of evil that we are not even aware of. There are angels that are in chains, waiting for the day they will finally be cast into the lake of fire. And then he said, even Sodom and Gomorrah, in case many people have not seen hell and they don't know what is going on there, so physically an event happened to tell men what will happen. Did you know fire consumed everybody in Sodom and Gomorrah? God is love. God is also just. He also said of himself, I am a consuming fire. If somebody is greater than you, you are to walk on the terms of that person. That person cannot walk on your own terms. We are the one that must comply with the terms of God. He is our creator. He is not the one that will conform to our own terms. And it does not matter how you feel or whatever wrong doctrine you are teaching. What God has said, he will do it, and there is nothing you can do about it. So the earlier you align your life with his mercy through Jesus Christ, the better. Brethren, God didn't create us for destruction. His intention is to save every one of us, and he has done that through Jesus Christ. It is now left for you whether you want to believe in that Jesus and be saved, or you don't want to. But I counsel you today to put your faith in Jesus and be saved from eternal lake of fire. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.